Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And I am increasingly alarmed that we may be condemned to repeat history, to once again have to fight for the very right to be Jewish. In the face of brutality and persecution, we have always been a resilient and compassionate people who all understand the power of empathy. We can rage against the heinous acts committed by the terrorists of October 7th, and also decry the killing of innocent women and children in Gaza. This makes us a unique force for good in the world, and is why we are here today to celebrate the work of the Shoah Foundation, which is more crucial now than it even was in 1994. It is crucial in the wake of the horrific October 7th massacre. It is crucial to the stopping of political violence caused by misinformation, conspiracy theories, and ignorance. It is crucial because stopping the rise of anti-Semitism and hate of any kind is critical to the health of our democratic republic and the future of democracy all over the civilized world.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
A lot of cancers are actually caused by a parasitic infestation, and that's why ivermectin is an effective cancer cure. There's also some weight to the theory that the various medications and the way they are produced are part of what causes the spread of the parasites that cause cancers. And the government itself admitted that, I believe it was the polio vaccine contained, it's the rhesus monkey cancer virus, RSV 40 or 30 or something like that. I can't remember what it was called. It's a cancer virus was actually in a vaccine. I can't remember if it was polio. It seems to me it was a polio vaccine. But anyway, it was given to children for better than a decade. So all the boomers that got this vaccine in the 50s and early 60s are getting cancers that can be traced to this vaccine.
I got the tuberculosis vaccine like twice in my life, and I got it after I got stabbed really bad with rusty shit. So I was just like, I don't know, I might as well just get
this
shit.
That's tetanus. That's not tuberculosis.
Thank you.
Tuberculosis doesn't have a vaccine.
No, you're right. you're right. Tetanus. Thank you.
Tetanus.
Yes, I did the tetanus. That thing fucked me up.
All the vaccines will. They bypass your primary immune system to cause an increased immune response. They actually have, I can never pronounce this word, adjuvants. They have crap put in them to make it more irritating, to cause a bigger immune response. That's actually why aluminum is included. It's because your body hates aluminum so bad.
That gives you brain cancer.
That aluminum. It causes a horrible, horrible response. Immediate, horrible response. Your body goes crazy trying to get rid of the aluminum. Yeah, they know that your body goes crazy over these things. So that's why they add them. And I mean, when I was a kid, you only needed like a dozen shots to be fully vaccinated all the way up through college. Like literally a dozen shots.
Yeah.
Right now,
polio and measles.
Polio, measles, mumps, rubella, all of them. Yeah. You only need
like, I agree with those vaccines,
with
and those are literally
They're
just
horrible.
What?
They're absolutely all horrible. Not a single one of them fucking works.
They do. They sell the fucking.
Nope.
The measles rubella.
Nope.
Yes.
No. Proper
they
sanitation. Proper sanitation
that helps.
Solves all those problems. Measles, mumps, rubella, no.
The guy that invented the fucking vaccines gave them away. Like, it is totally opposite of what's happening now in the medical world. It was like the epitome of the medical practice.
Vaccination was always a Jewish scam to poison people. And that's all
it is. I agree.
Vaccines literally kill. If you take a vaccine, you're playing
Russian
roulette.
There are vaccines that kill people. There are vaccines that kill people.
Every single vaccine has killed someone.
You're right, but injecting a piece of the disease to get immunity to that disease
bypasses
as a concept,
the primary immune system.
But it solved measles, it solved mumps, and the stuff they're doing now.
No,
and
it
a
didn't.
Lot of the newer vaccines.
All of those
yes,
things
it did.
Were on their way out before the vaccines were even introduced. because
no,
of
they
sanitation.
Weren't. They were at the
yes,
peak.
Yes, they were. Dude, I can point to studies in Africa that actually prove that children have higher cases of measles, mumps, rubella, and other diseases after vaccination than they do before vaccination in the undeveloped nations.
Whatever. I'm not Africa. Vaccinating my child, so it doesn't. So whatever. So
I'm just
it doesn't
saying,
matter.
I can tell you.
I'm
that
not vaccinating my child. Doesn't
horrible.
Matter. When I say I'm vaxxed. I'm not clot-shotted. I'm vaxxed with the original mumps, measles, etc.
MMR is actually the reason that the vaccine court exists and why vaccine companies are... They're not responsible. They're not held liable for any damage done to you by all these mandatory vaccines, all these
that's
mandated
the
vaccines.
Reason I didn't take... That's why I did not take it.
MMR like, that's the, is the reason that exists because the MMR caused so many problems... That the vaccine companies basically bribed the government into
yeah,
taking
this is,
it.
That is the main reason I did not take that thing when it came out was because they had complete fucking immunity from being sued.
Yeah.
Every corporation. So and I was like, fuck that.
A lot of people, the COVID vaccine was the first time they'd opened their eyes at all as to how corrupt and horrid the medical system is. And the vaccine companies themselves, I mean, to be fully vaccinated right now, all the way up through college, you're looking at 84 shots. That's not 84 vaccine, that's 84 shots. Some of these shots contain 3 to 5 vaccines.
Yeah, they're
84
like,
shots.
They're groups of vaxxers, yes.
84 shots to be fully vaccinated at the age of 22.
Nah, I don't agree. I do not agree with that. I don't agree
I
with
don't
that.
Agree with any of that. I agree with absolutely zero of that. I am at the point where I think there should be no vaccination.
The
whatsoever.
Thing is, I've lost all trust in doctors to the point I don't like I'm not going to get my if I ever have a child not getting vaxxed. It's not
no,
going to be
absolutely
like my child
no
will
vax.
Not be vaxxed. No. I don't trust them. I don't trust any of that shit.
Don't trust it at all. No, not at all. No. I've dealt with giving birth 5 times in a hospital. If I ever give birth again, it will be at home. Not likely because my husband's been fixed, but it is in the realm of possibility. And I have said very firmly, I do not care how old I am. I do not care how high risk it is. I'm never giving birth in a hospital again. That's a horrible experience. It's horrible. I'd rather run the risk of being at home.
And, I see.
And that is about the way everything is in the medical system in America now. You actually are doing, unless you need surgery, you should stay home.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion at this point. Unless you need surgery, stay home.
The less pharmaceuticals, the better. None preferably.
None preferably. Antibiotics have their have a use.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Antibiotics have their use. And pharmaceutical grade painkillers, they definitely have their uses. Okay. Temporarily. But most of the pharmaceuticals just fuck you up.
The ivermectin, the whole point I was recording this was the ivermectin was, I have the horse paste myself. I took the horse paste. The horse paste says many times on the package, not for human consumption, not for human consumption, not for human consumption. But I consumed said thing and I'm fine, so.
You're fine. It's just fine. I have a vial of ivermectin that I can inject into livestock if I need to. It's something
scary.
I have on hand. It's an antiparasitic. I can dose it out for my dogs. It's just a tiny amount. Ivermectin is a very, very safe antiparasitic. And
Lou and Bo are not doctors, so don't take their advisors, actual medical advice or something. Don't sue me. Thank you. Bye.
And everyone should be taking something like that once per year, just like if you're a good pet owner, you have your dog or your cat on a worming schedule where you give them a regular dose of some worming medication so they shit out all those worms and are nice and healthy.
Primus was arguing that the worms are good and he wants all of those worms. And I was just saying, do it like once a year, man. You keep all those worms for the year, but do it like once a year or something, bro.
Once a year, you should do a parasite flush. Once or twice a year. I mean, historically, that's what you did in the spring and in the fall, both. You did a parasite flush or cleanse of some sort. There are literally hundreds of herbs and spices that can be used to cleanse oneself of, to rid oneself of various parasites. We do have ivermectin at hand, and you might as well use it. There's a whole bunch of shit out there. pick your parasite cleanse, but it's something people should do because there is a lot of evidence that cancers are caused by parasitic infestation.
Ivermectin is like $15 on Amazon, so it's super cheap.
Yeah, it's super cheap.
Just get the horse paste.
Yeah, it's so super cheap. You can get it anywhere.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Friday, March 29th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Branch of the Pole News Network. This is...
Bo, Deja Statas.
Awesome. Hi, Bo. Welcome. Today, we will talk about, for quickies, Nick Fuentes, Cowboy Cammy, and then for the actual show, When Will They Learn? And then for the finale, wow, Party of Incels Much. Awesome. Let's get into it, shall we? First, rest in peace, Stundance Owens. The Jews are super scared about losing the information war, OP says. They've made it obvious. Who are the political commentators they actually fear? Stundance Owens was Nick Fuentes, by the way. And it showed the pictures of the account banned on X.
Interesting. LARPing is a female.
Yeah, I told Ola Gold about the Stundance Owens accounts. And he was like, is that really Nick Fuentes? I was like, yeah, that's Nick Fuentes. He's like, oh, okay.
Okay, well. Laura Loomer. God, she looks she's so horrid looking.
She's a true goblin, man. She's a goblino.
How true could goblino. He stick his dick in that?
He definitely fucked her.
You know he stuck his dick in that. Where, though? You could not stick your dick in that mouth, could you?
Well,
She'd bite it off.
He put a hole in a sheet, and then he stuck his dick through the hole in the sheet. Or something, you know, he put the sheet over her. And then it was haram or whatever the Jewish word is. That's Islam.
Oh, she's
but,
a kike.
You know.
No, kikes are allowed to fuck goys. It doesn't even count as sex.
Maybe the joke was that Nick Fuentes was a Jew.
Is he? I don't think Nick Fuentes
awkward.
Is a Jew.
He's not! That's the Jew! It's irony! He's acting like a Jew by fucking a Jew. Shut up. I don't know.
I don't
Stop.
Know.
My joke was funny.
What I think is funny is if he did fuck her, she doesn't consider it sex because he's not a kike. Jews only consider sex with other Jews to be sex. Not even kidding. Mm. A kike can work as a whore. And as long as all of her Johns are not Jews, she can marry a Jewish man and say she is a virgin.
Do Nick Fuentes driving 5 hours or 4 hours or however the fuck many hours on his birthday to go see her? Like, he gave me an endorsement.
Fucked
he fucked her. Come
he
on.
Fucked her.
He fucked her. He fucked Laura Loomer. He fucked the kike. It's Nazi kike kink sex. Come on.
Yes, that is exactly what it was. She's definitely got... Why else would she show up to Handsome Truths rallies and shit?
Yeah.
She has a fetish. She wants to be fucked by Nazis.
Handsome Truth really went in on her, and she does not like Handsome Truth at all, so.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what she wants.
Yeah.
Sorry. Nah. Yeah, so Nick Fuentes, the weird... Sorry. Nick Fuentes is a weird woman-hating faggot. So he fucked a kike. He's still scared of women. It didn't fix him.
Yes, Nick Fuentes is a woman-hating...
He's a woman-hating faggot. Just the way it is.
Hmm. And also, in the other news, Catboy Cammy is on Kick! Yay!
Oh, he is some kind of faggot, okay? That's just it. Something that people need to remember is faggotry... Okay, a man used to be considered some type of faggot if he did not get married and have children.
Yes. Yeah.
Whether he was just a confirmed bachelor or whatever, he was considered not to be completely trusted because he was some form of faggot. You were ostracized. Now people just like, now you got Nick Fuentes kind of reveling in this woman-hating faggotry. I'm sorry, Catboy Cammy is a femboy, somewhat faggot. I am guessing he's a total faggot. If you slept in the same bed as that man... You're a fag.
Yeah, they didn't say they slept in the same bed. Or maybe he did. If he did, oof,
even if
bro.
It's the same fucking hotel room.
I don't know. I've slept in the same bed as other men, and it's like not like my friends when I was younger. Like
your friends when you were younger, but in your 20s?
Yeah, I don't know. It was innocent. No.
Not in your 20s. No. I mean,
no, but
I actually...
If I was sharing a hotel room, maybe I'd be like, you take that edge, I take this edge. You flip around the other side. I don't fucking know. Not an asshole.
Yeah, I know. I'm not.
I wouldn't like. I would. My head would be one way. His head would be the other way.
Yes,
you know?
And your genitals still match up. Come on, dude.
Oh, come on. You got to kick someone on the floor so you're not gay.
Teenager, give me a break.
How uncomfortable are you when you have to kick someone onto the fucking floor? I'm not gay. Get on the floor. Like, fuck, come on. Come on.
Okay, that's just it. Back in the day, it wasn't considered gay at all. These days, it is considered gay, and you know damn well it is.
I think Nick Fuentes did something with Catboy. I don't know if it was sex. I don't know if it was, like, fucking weird shit. I don't know. But they probably got drunk and did something.
Even if they just if they spanked it together, that's still faggotry.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Spanking
You're
with
right.
a friend is still being a fag. I'm sorry, it is.
I get it, but the thing is, Catboy hasn't said anything about it, and Nick hasn't said anything about it, but they did share a room. So we gotta just...
just assume something happened that they're just not gonna talk about. Okay? But nonetheless, he's still some sort of woman-hating faggot. That's what that is. That's faggotry. If you hate women,
I like Nick. I like Nick.
I like Nick too.
He doesn't, and he doesn't hate women.
He's
hates women.
Scared of
he likes
women, and he likes to hate on women in general. You can't love a woman if you hate them.
He hates women. He likes lowlies. He wants a young, fertile wife.
Well,
he's said that on stream many times.
I'm not against a man having a young, fertile wife, but you have to love women to have that lowly, because that lowly is going to turn into a woman, and you have to love her. You cannot.
I guess, but there's also
them.
The pair bonding. Look, there is pair bonding. Pair bonding thing is real.
Pair bonding is real, but if you hate women, you are not going to be able to pair bond with your lowly.
Do you think Nick Fuentes is going to get some sort of female attention and then just continuously... The hating women thing is obviously partly a grift on his show. To get part because of his graper-like audience. Because he goes really hard on that. He goes really hard on the lowly stuff. And he goes hard on other stuff.
I know it's part of the grift. And I get what you're saying there. But I think there's something to it. Because is he engaged?
Nope.
At his age and with his success level,
yeah, he has so much popularity, man.
He should have a woman on his arm. He should have an 18. He could easily have an 18 to 20 year old wife on his arm right now, popping out babies.
I hear he's really cringe in real life. And if you watch the videos where they're campaigning on the streets where he's surrounded by grapers, it's like he's trying to be his persona, but he can't quite get there.
Yeah, and that tells me that. I don't know how to put it other than he's some sort of faggot. If you are scared of women, if you hate women, you have to get over that. You cannot get married and love a woman if you are scared of them and if you hate them. And that's where he is. I've seen him interact with women, and if he hasn't changed, then he is just fucking terrified of women.
Can I both love women and accept they're duplicitous and fucking paradoxical and fucking just
that
do
fucking
crazy
insane
shit?
And do things?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to love crazy. Awesome.
You have to.
Sounds
love,
very Lou-like.
You have to love the crazy. You have to love the crazy. Because women are different than men by a lot. And you have to love that. You have to love that insanity that they bring into the match. You have to.
I'll just wait for Robo Waifus, I think. That's what I think I'll do.
Robo Waifu is no substitute for an actual human connection.
Watch out!
It's making artificial wombs and we're going to get Robo Waifus, whatever.
Lou, if it was a substitution, you'd have used a whore by now. All a robot is a mechanical whore.
Look, I don't need a whore, I just whack one out. So I don't need to spend money on a fucking whore, I'm not retarded. But what I long for is fucking, of course, like everybody else, physical contact. It's nice to have the physical contact of another human being, to have just be intimate with somebody. It's nice.
But a robot's not going to give you that.
You
it's
say
the same
that,
way a horse
but
not
you
going
say
to
that. You say that, but when we have AI, which is literally like a duplicate of fucking intelligence, and you have this thing that's literally just lusting after you, and it just accepts you, and it gives you physical touch because it is a physical fucking object. I mean, what are you talking about?
It's still not a person. It's still
you
just,
say it's not a.
It's still
you
masturbation.
You say that, but it's good. Okay,
it's
but it's gonna act like, if it acts like a person, if it talks like a person, if it touches like a person, is it not a person?
No, it's masturbation. And you it's know it because you purchased the object that you are masturbating with.
There's gonna be a war between women's and robo waifus. The women will be the ones that push to ban robots and shit. Humanoid robots.
No, I think women
they're already
want slaves
trying.
Even more than men do.
They're already trying to ban humanoid robots. There's already
news
articles
about
it. No,
they're trying to ban little girl robots.
That's true, but it is also humanoid type robots because they just don't want. It's like the crazy leftists, like the crazy, crazy far left article writers.
Yeah, I haven't read that yet, but I'm here to tell you it's still in your mind. You're going to know that it's just masturbation. It's not a human. It's not a substitute.
If it can procreate,
no,
how's it not a substitute?
Enslaving yourself, it's quite literally, Zog is selling you a machine so that you'll willingly enslave yourself to work for them.
What if all Jews have been expelled from America? America's producing humanoid robots and they can reproduce. What then? What do you say at that point? Is it still Zog at that point?
You really think that white people are going to say, instead of getting together with each other and forming communities, we should just all work hard and have our own personal robot?
Yes.
That's
yes.
what Hitler would
do. Humans are fucked. I don't think that's what Hitler would do, and I don't think that's what I want, but I think that's the natural progression
that's
of the fucking
not
human race. That's just what we're going towards.
Want. You just said it. That's not what you want. And you know
that's not,
damn well you know it.
But look, there's going to always be people that are running farms and doing their own thing. And we should always aspire to be more, but you can't block what's coming. You have to fucking synthesize with it and make it better.
But you don't want it. You still want humans. You still want community. You still want the way things should be.
The thing is, I don't agree with you that AI isn't completely human-like. I believe that when we get advanced AI enough, it's going to be fucking basically humanoid. It's going to, they will basically have souls, basically.
I agree.
If whatever you consider a soul to be, it will be that.
One of my favorite science fiction novels is a book by Robert Heinlein called Friday. Friday is an AI, and I believe she's an AI, but she's tasked with this thing that she's supposed to do, and it's not this job that she's supposed to do, and it's not exactly what she expected it to be. And it's a really amazing story. And Friday is definitely a human by the end of the story. You understand that an AI can definitely be human. Creating another species is not absurd. And that's really what you're talking about. Once you get into that level is, okay, now the AI is human. Okay, so now it's another species of human. And now
And then we can get into all the gray area of, oh, it's a humanoid thing, and oh, it needs to have rights. No, now you're controlling it, so if you're telling it.
No, once I say, if you say it's a type of human, then it becomes a human with human rights, and now it's okay, it's another species of human. And once again, we get back to Hitler says, you should be with your own race. That is a robot, that is not a human, that is not a white female, you should be with a white female. I can make argument after argument after argument against being married, being coupled with and mated to a machine.
I think you should be with a white female, but I don't think that white female should be a fucking someone that, like, for most incel guys or guys that are trying to get women or anything, a large portion of the pool is already fucking gone. It's already gone. After they've departed high school, they are already deflowered. They're already gone. It's already gone. It's already fucked. So it's The pool of pure righteous women is next Tuesday. I posted in one of my, I don't know if it was the intro or the exit of one of my videos, this webm of all these women that says, I've had unprotected sex. And every single woman steps forward to say, I have had unprotected sex, and they are all teenagers. So it's like, in my mind, 90% of women in high school, when they get out of there, they are not pure anymore. They're not pure unless they've like married with their significant other or like their high school sweetheart or whatever.
Lou, let me give you the perspective from the female's perspective a little bit here, because you're right. But you need to understand. Hold on, shut up for one fucking second, because let me get my fucking thought out, okay? I have had the body of a fucking Playboy bunny since I was 14, and men are fucking predators.
Yes.
I had absolutely no
every
attention.
Every single man.
And I was bullied all the way up through high school by everyone in my school. But men outside of school were after me the moment I grew my body. 40, 26, 38 at 14. You know what that does to a person? You know what? You know what you get treated like? When you look like
every,
that, no matter
every,
how insane you are,
Bo, you're not special, Bo. Every single woman that is not ugly is treated like that.
Yes.
Every woman, you're not special.
That woman, and that woman's not protected from those predators, Lou.
No.
Not a single one of them. So they fall prey to them. Shy, innocent girls, they think that man loves them the first time, the first one, the second one, the third one, even the fifth one. Because that's been 4 or 5 years since the first one. But by then, they're being treated like a whore. Men expect them to act like a whore in bed. Because that's the body you have. Men treat you like a whore. And they expect that. And it doesn't matter what you're like. That's what they expect.
Bo, women are treated like whores in a large part because of society. Because they are corralled into these public schools that house thousands and thousands and thousands of children. Thousands of them. So when you shove 3,000 fucking kids in a fucking confined space, of course, a lot of them are going to fuck each other. So it makes sense.
There were only 200 in my entire high school.
That's crazy. But still, you could go the other way, too. If you have a close-knit high school, I mean, maybe you're even closer.
Five of the girls in my class were pregnant or had babies by graduation.
There you go. The
point is, I had mine 9 months after graduation.
The point is, the way society has evolved and it currently is, pushes women to be that way. Not that I want them to be that way. That's how it fucking is. But it's on all women.
It doesn't just push them to be that way.
Society pushes them to be that way. And because society pushes them to be that way, That's why everyone views them as whores. That's why they act like whores. That's why by the time they're 20 years old, they have a body count in the double digits or worse, triple digits. Triple digit people, which is very fucking common. If the woman doesn't fucking remember the number, they are triple fucking digits. Triple digits, because they fuck every single night. So that's what's going on. I want it to be different, but what's the fucking solution? What's the solution when every woman is tainted?
Now, the solution is when you get a woman, don't treat her like she's tainted. That's the solution. Because she will stay with you. And nobody understands that. Every girl is still fucking 14, 15, 16, 17 inside. Every single one. It doesn't matter if she's 20, 30, 80. Inside, she's still fucking teenager.
If it was back in the 70s or fucking 60s, back when you could literally physically abuse, whatever. People were slapping women back then. People were slapping them, keeping them in line, whatever. The fucking husband would marry the woman, and then fucking she'd always like, Sheen Connery. You know how you keep a woman in line? You slap her. You give her a line. It's all comical.
That bad, I think that it depends entirely on the circumstances and if it merits it.
Yeah. What would merit it?
Well, if you have tried everything else, and women are pretty good at this, they can't leave it alone. Yeah? They don't want to have the last word, and you give them the last word, but they're not happy with the last word. They want to say it again and get into a really provocative situation. Then I think it's absolutely right.
To give a good slap.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of my favorite movies is fucking McClintock. And at the end, you know what he does? He takes his wife over his knee and he gives her the spanking that she rightfully fucking deserves. Fucking A, but, she deserves it. Yes,
but
a wife occasionally might need a fucking spanking. And it's not absurd to admit that.
Society has changed in such a way where men can't even physically touch. They're scared to even touch their wives. For fear of maybe leaving a bruise or something, or fuck, dude, you're gonna go to jail for attempted abuse or something. So it's like it's flung the other way. So every male has to be a fucking cuck to women's because they're afraid of. Like, do you understand how risky it is for a man to even have sex with a woman now? To even have sex, because you can have sex with a woman and then the next day she accuses you of rape, and the court would believe her. So even having sex with a woman is scary for a man nowadays. It's just, so the woman expects the man to not only overcome all of these hurdles, but then be like the prince, the amazing Chad man that just knows every right thing to say. He always brings her flowers every day. Constantly something new. Everything has to be new and perfect, and he has to have a constant great income. That's what the woman's viewing in her head. But then when she gets the actual guy that's fucking poor and everything doesn't go exactly the way they want one day, and then they get in a fucking huge argument or something, and rah, rah, rah. And then when you see how like reality actually is, when you start living with that person, that's when everything fucking changes. That's when everything warps and distorts.
I've lived with a few people. Yes, it does change when you move in with a person.
It completely does. Changes. It completely
it
changes.
It does change. How to put this?
It's because you get comfortable in your normality. So you know this guy wants you and if is affectionate towards you. So you kind of both get complacent with everything that's going on. And then something goes on. Oh, and then he just stops bringing you flowers one day. And you're like, well, I want some fucking flowers. And then, I don't know. And then just it brings animosity to the whole fucking situation. And stuff just starts going negative.
You know, I don't that's how it works care every... about some of that stuff. You know, I couldn't tell. I mean, I'd have to think about it. If to remember the last time my husband brought me flowers, but
it's not flowers. Flowers is just a
shut up. But I know the last time he brought me flowers, it was probably a living plant because I prefer living plants so that I can plant the bulbs or so that they're alive.
Why do you tell me to shut up, bitch? You're talking about planting bulbs. Who cares?
Hold on. It's.
You're literally talking about planting bulbs. Who gives a fuck?
Because it's about knowing a person and knowing what they like and what they don't like and what they'll accept and what they won't accept. You get comfortable, but you figure out what is comfortably acceptable with a person.
What the fuck? So your husband brought you a fucking Walmart potted plant and he somehow has fucking insight into your soul?
Yeah, because he knows that I would rather have the Walmart potted plant than the Walmart cut flowers. And the fact that he remembered and the fact that he got the potted plant instead of the cut flowers means that to me. It's stupid things like that. It really is the stupid tiny little things. And he knows I don't care if I get flowers on Valentine's Day. If I get flowers sometime within the month of February, it's fine.
So you have a great relationship with your husband? You have a great fucking relationship with him?
No.
That's what I'm getting from this. You're just blabbing on. I'm like, oh, it's so awesome. It's so awesome. No, it's like this, Lou. Love is like this. So it's you have a great relationship, right?
No.
So, I mean, all I'm saying, Bo, is just...
It's not miserable if you don't want it to be.
Look, I...
But you can be miserable and still enjoy shit. I don't know.
Everybody can just put up with whatever relationship they want. What I'm saying is it's so hard for a man to get that traditional relationship. Because back in the day, people were living on farms. People were all separate. Everything was rural. So it was just like the neighbor's daughter or something. So it's like, oh, here's my son, here's your daughter, oh, la, la, la. And it was like innocent, pure love. Now it's like there's hundreds and thousands of people you're competing with. It's so hard. It's so difficult. So when a woman's a whore, when she's fucked 20 guys, that's normal. That's just normal. I don't want it to be that way, but that's normal.
That's normal. And it was normal when Hitler came into power too. I just want to throw that in there.
If we could forcibly correct this, look, getting rid of the Jews would fucking be monumental in moving us in the fucking correct direction. It'd be so monumental. We wouldn't get all the kikish degeneracy. The thing is, I don't want all the kikish degeneracy. I want awesome, pure, wholesome shit pushed on us. I don't want them to ban anything, but I just think like the government should be pushing that kind of stuff. The way they're pushing all this wokeism shit, it should be more like traditionalism pushed on everyone, like the wholesome family, keeping the family unit, promoting having babies and shit.
Yes, but we don't live in a society that tries to promote good things. We live in a society that promotes degeneracy.
Yeah, we need to get rid of the Jews and we need to revert.
And because we live in a degenerate society, women who are the most social of creatures, that's what they absorb. And it takes a really strong fucking woman to say, I don't want that.
Hmm.
As silly as it sounds, any woman who voluntarily says, I don't want to ride on the cock carousel, that's a strong fucking woman.
Strong, powerful women.
As stupid as it sounds.
This is literally that movie, Tough Things, or I don't know, whatever that movie I talked about a while ago. Let me just say this one point. It's very short. She literally gets fucked in a cock carousel. And she joins a whorehouse and she learns life lessons from the whorehouse. And then afterwards, she's like, oh, I'm a great, powerful whammons now, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to fuck anyone anymore. I'm back to where I was. Whatever. It's literally what you're saying, but go ahead.
To some degree, you're probably right. But I want to make this point because...
I'm going to be a pure virgin now after I fuck 20 guys.
Almost every single fucking woman I know is getting divorced or has been divorced. And they're jumping on the cock carousel, and they're happy about it. They're bragging about how much fun it is to ride on the cock carousel. And they're quite literally getting divorced just so they can do this. And my best friend, and this
life encourages degeneracy right now.
This bothers me so much. This bothers me so much. My best friend. I mean, I love this girl, okay? I love her. She is my best friend since we were fucking 14 years old. She's my best friend. She's had barely any experience with men. She's been married twice. She got divorced. And she's decided that she's gonna go crazy and go for a ride on the cock carousel and be a fucking piece of meat. And there's nothing I can do to stop her. Because everybody has told her that that's what she's missed out on in life.
That's
and
dumb.
I know what that's like. I know what that's like because that's what my mom told me to do with my life. She told me that's what life was about. She was a free love fucking hippie. You spread your legs for every man that comes through the door. My best friend thinks that that's what she missed out on. And nothing I say will convince her. Nothing I say will convince her.
Okay, but I'm so your friend's turning. Okay.
Society says. That's what she missed out on by only
look,
being
cool.
with three men
look,
in her whole life.
Yes, I agree. That's what I've just said. We're like repeating ourselves. So I agree. Yes, your friend's turned into a whore. It's sad. Society
sucks.
It's her
and
choice
it's
and she's making it.
It's her choice and she's making it because she has no idea that she's going to be a piece of meat.
Yeah, whatever. She'll fuck 20 to 100
you
guys.
You know what it's like to be a piece
she'll
of
be...
meat? No, you don't. You've only fucked one woman. You've never been used like a piece of meat.
How do you know that one woman didn't use me? How can I not be? Can I not be used once and that's enough?
No.
Is that that's like judgmental shit?
It's completely.
Like, oh, I've got used over and over and over again because of choices I made, and you've only been used once because of choices you've made. You.
No, I'm just saying you judge any woman with a double-digit body count because you've only got a single. So that woman used and abused you.
What's that even mean?
That woman used and abused you and broke you. Yes?
She's just acted like every other woman acts. Like, she's not the only fucking woman I've interacted with. I've had lots of... When I say I have lots, I've had like 4 relationships with whammons. So, I mean, every woman's the same that I've interacted with. Every single woman.
By the time I graduated high school.
Yeah, cool. But so what? So what? That's like, wow, I have way more experience than you. So what?
No, I'm just saying that...
Who cares?
Okay, you guys always talk about how, you know, women live life on easy mode and all that bullshit. No. Women live life on fast mode. Women live life in fucking fast mode. At 14, I looked like a Playboy bunny and was getting hit on by men.
That's because women are really meant to reproduce young.
Is that easy?
No, it's not. Life is hard for everybody.
Is it easy to be preyed on?
Life is hard for everybody.
Life
is easy to get fucking
everyone.
Is it easy to get bullied every single day in middle school? Is it fucking easy to get kicked out of four schools? Is it easy to get fucking kicked out of multiple schools?
Yeah, four schools.
Yeah, four schools I got kicked out of. Yeah, almost went to juvie. It was great. Yeah.
Oh man, I almost went to juvie too. That would have been.
Yeah, are we having a dick measuring contest of who had a fucking worse life? Dude, everybody has a bad life.
Everybody has a shit life, and that's what's wrong with society.
When you stand
women for being shit.
I can. It was their choices. It was their fucking choices.
So were yours.
It was their choices. Yes. Yes, so are mine.
Your choices.
My one fuck up. Yes. My one fuck up. Yeah. We do the actual show now?
Yeah, let's do the actual fucking show.
Fucking woman.
Fuck.
Women are whores. And if I treat them like a whore when they're a whore, sorry. Maybe they shouldn't have chose to be a whore.
Unless they are a whore. Unless they are a whore, or unless they are a woman who wants you to treat them like a whore because they are that much of a slut.
And Bo, that's when I treat them like that. That's when I treat them like that. I don't think I've ever treated a woman like that in my life.
Good.
Thank you. On to the fucking show. Because Future Lou is going to have a whole fucking hell of a fucking 2-hour edit.
I'm sorry, Future Lou.
It's okay. People are going to love this shit. They're going to love this.
I know they are.
When will they learn? Write articles about virginity before marriage and finding true love. Talk about how supportive and beautiful wife is. Talk about marriage is Lee heckin' cool. Years later, get divorced. Pay alimony. Wife releases footage to damage your brand. Uses former employees against you. Tries to take away your kids and dogs. Wow, that's vindictive. When are you getting married, Anons? And it's Crowder. Steven Crowder is the picture.
That's a faggot. That's a faggot who was never going to stay married.
He is definitely a faggot because he continuously tries to cross-dress constantly.
And he hates women. He makes fun of them. The way he cross-dresses is that caricature, that portrayal of women, that is something that...
It's like closet gay shit.
I hate drag queens because they make fun of women. It's like blackface, but women face. Crowder does it. You have to hate women to do that.
Yeah.
He hates women. You cannot marry a woman if you hate women.
Maybe I'll start saying I hate whores. Maybe
there
that'll be more
go.
Accurate.
Whores
I hate
might
whores.
Be more accurate.
Yeah.
Because if you hate all women, then...
You're right. Then I think that is demoralization, too.
And this, too, is demoralization because Crowder is, you know, like Christian white man or whatever. But he's not. He cross-dresses far too much to actually be straight, okay? That alone is grounds for boom. And the video she released, okay, she deleted almost everything. She released, one, like, 15-minute video of him bitching her out when she's 7 months pregnant. That's all she released. She could have done a lot worse.
There was the ring video thing.
That's that. That's all she released. Yeah. She deleted tens of thousands of hours, which means she could have been a vindictive bitch. Instead, she released one simple video.
I've had
I'm here to tell you, if you have 10,000 hours of video, you're going to make a lot more than that.
She probably used it against him. They were probably arguing. If I was a fly on the wall, I bet they were yelling at each other constantly.
Well, Lou, Crowder doesn't like women. He wanted to have her as a prop for his show. That's all she was.
I agree.
She wasn't allowed to have her own vehicle, even though he could easily afford it. If he didn't want her driving herself, he could have had a driver. I mean, there's a whole bunch of shit he did that was bullshit.
This, There's a thing where I think if you can get in an argument with someone and then kind of reach a kind of compromise type ending towards the end of the argument, that's pretty healthy. But if you get in an argument with someone and it starts escalating and escalating and escalating, and then you're literally trying to like hurt each other, either physically or mentally, that's not right. That's not healthy.
If either one of you has to remove yourself from the situation because your anger is just building up to that point, that's not healthy. A healthy relationship, you should be able to argue and get through the argument, and at the end of the argument, have some sort of resolution. Even if the resolution is, okay, well, let's just table this until tomorrow because we got shit to do. That's an agreeable resolution that adults can come to.
I agree. I think women as a whole need, I've said it so many times, but they need to give up their voting rights for the draft. I think that would solve a lot. I think them going more towards a traditional role, if the pendulum swings more towards that side, if we can accelerate that push, that'd be so awesome, man. If we could just like in a couple years get it traditionalism like rah, and everyone's faces.
We just need to make a push for women shouldn't be held accountable for their actions. And since women can't be held accountable for their actions, they really shouldn't be sitting on juries and they really shouldn't be voting, because those are actions that definitely have consequences.
I think women just need to be more like they were before, where women more subservient to men. Like men and women, like I don't think they should just be subservient to men, but I think they need to be kind of like a... They need, when women get full of themselves, that's when the fucking problems start.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it's about.
I don't know how to put it. Women are simple. We really are very simple creatures at the heart of it. You have to make sure we feel like we're loved. As long as we feel like we're loved, we will do everything. Oh, you love me, but you don't want to work because you want to sit home and get drunk? Okay, I'll go do all the work, honey, because you love me so much, I'll work 4 jobs. That's what happens. You wonder why women in abusive, you know, women are in this relationship, that relationship, the other relationship. Why do they stay with that asshole? Why do they stay with that asshole? If a woman feels loved, she will put up with quite literally anything.
There was a guy on the board that I read the other day who said, if you make a woman come, she'll do whatever the fuck you want. You make her come, she'll do whatever the fuck you want.
That might be true. That might be more true with modern women. I don't know. I mean, the old saying is, how are women like floors? Lay them right the first time, you can walk on them for years. You've heard that joke, right?
I have heard that.
Everyone heard that joke. Come on, I work bars, I've heard them all.
Wow, it's almost like e-grifters are all pieces of shit with that was Reddit spacing.
Well, fucking Reddit spacing, but he is not wrong. I mean, Crowder is just an e-grifter and everybody knows it.
Yeah. She was just his beard. Now faggot gets to sodomize all men he wants.
Yeah, she was his beard. Like I said, she was prop. I agree with that. Yes, she was prop.
This American says, I've been married for 15 years. One key to our success is neither me nor my wife are famous. We like our pride. Dude, come on. That proud... Being famous and having eyes on you definitely adds hardship to it. But come on, bro. Like, that's
come on,
not going to...
That doesn't matter. Come on. But we all know that 40-50% of all marriages end in divorce. So 15 years, wait until you hit 20.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like all stats are semi-kikish now, but yeah.
They are semi-kikish, but there's a big, huge stat at 20 years. Basically, when the kids graduate from high school, there's a big, huge surge in marriages ending. So, yeah, you've got 3 kids. What happens? Tell me what happens when the 3rd kid's old enough to graduate high school. Then tell me how successful your marriage is.
Yeah.
A lot of marriages end with the kids.
Yeah, well, you'll see. We like our privacy and we like our peace and quiet, but we have 3 kids though, so peace and quiet, ? Am I right? So it seems like they have younger kids, so that maybe what you just said will exactly happen as you have foretold.
I have foretold. It's what always happens because everybody's lives are so separate. We don't have even the family unit anymore. Everybody's lives are so separate that the family grows apart as the kids grow up, and everybody just kind of drifts their separate ways.
This Confederate says, TBH, you have to make kids to even have a chance at a stable marriage. Even if you get divorced later on, you should have gotten kids out of it. He was a functional homosexual for most of the marriage.
Okay, I agree with that. I see, but he's got Reddit spacing. Fuck. Reddit spacing and a meme flag it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's like, do you agree with the meme flag it, Redditor? Do you agree with him?
I do.
I do too sometimes. I do too sometimes. It's the worst.
I've seen this maybe guy they're around, getting based. Though. He is based.
Yeah, maybe they're getting based. They're like, oh, look, I can change my flag. It's so cool. That's the trap, you fuck.
Yeah.
Everyone in the thread's calling him a faggot.
That's because he is.
Yeah, I've said it. Dude, I said it like 2 years ago. Yeah.
I said it before he even got... When I found out he was getting married, I was like, wait a minute, isn't he gay?
Yeah, but I was only doing my show like 2 years ago, so I can only prove that I said it that soon ago.
Yeah, I could probably find a thread and go, hey, that's me saying, isn't he gay? I don't want to find it.
Wow, this Swedish Anon says, Crowder's a retard that cared more about his retarded adopted shit bulls than his own pregnant wife.
Yes. Like I said, he hates women. You can't hate women and have a wife.
Maybe we need to start hating whores.
Hate the whores, yeah. Especially the fucking e-thoughts, because those are the ones that are like... I mean, come on, those Twitch fucking thought, that Twitch thought you were showing with the fucking camera on her fucking twat?
Yeah, that was rough.
The fuck, man?
This Leaf says, all women are whores.
Uh-oh, all women are checkmate. For sale, it's just what's their price.
Checkmate.
What did I just say? All women are checkmate. For sale, what's their price?
Exactly.
Some of them the price is, you gotta marry me. Some of them the price is, I need a cup of tea. Some of them the price is, huh, my place or yours. I mean, it's, all women are whores. That's right. But what's the price?
This American says, why are white women like this, lack of beatings?
It's not just white women, and she didn't suffer from lack of beatings. She suffered from lack of love and probably lack of sex. Because he's a faggot.
Don't abuse your significant other.
Don't abuse your significant other and...
I think there are rare instances where you need physical contact. There has to be some sort of physical contact. Like, in a lot of Japanese anime, the child will do something so egregious. It's, like, so beyond the pale. The parent just slaps him one time. Like, just one slap.
Yes.
And I feel like that's appropriate in a way. I don't know.
That's not inappropriate. That's just it. We have gotten to the point in our society where you can't slap your wife, you can't spank your wife. Those are both things that used to be completely acceptable.
It's not like you're beat. I'm not saying
not
beat your
beating.
Fucking wife, but I'm just saying like you need some sort of physical like
physical
hey,
correction hey. Used to be an acceptable thing. You used to be able to physically correct children. You used to be able to physically correct your wife.
Likewise, there's situations where the male would probably do something so egregious that the wife also would slap him in a situation.
Yes.
You know, it goes both ways.
I was going to point out the same damn thing. And quite frankly, women lose their temper way harder than men do, and they will fly off the handle and just start beating on your chest.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yes.
That's
normal.
Big,
that's normal.
That's normal woman behavior. And as the big strong man, what you're supposed to
you
do
take
is
it.
Just wrap your arms around her, give her a hug, and take
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
That's what you're supposed to do because she just yep. lost her temper.
Yep.
And that is normal woman behavior.
Yep. Yep.
And eventually we do grow out of that, by the way. I learned to kick and scream the bed when I'd lose my temper like that. And eventually I got to the point where now I just kind of stomp a little bit. And
I mean, these are exceedingly rare circumstances I'm talking about. These are so rare occurrences. It's not like it happens every week or every month. It's like this, like fucking once in a blue moon.
Yeah, this is once in a blue moon. Quit your job because something really stupid or, yeah, I mean, just something absolutely egregious from a wife's point of view. I don't know. Quitting a job isn't necessarily a thing, but it, I'm just saying, it, if you just did something really egregious and just,
rash.
I don't know. She just found out you were sleeping with the secretary. I mean...
Shit, that's a bad example.
That is a bad example, but I mean, there are reasons to lose your temper, and it happens. And, but you're supposed to, within a husband-wife relationship, there's supposed to be a line. Okay, so a slap, okay, but a punch, no.
No, no.
You know, it's... There are lines you don't cross, and somehow or other, our society has decided, no, you can't slap her. No, you can't spank her. No, you can't even yell at your wife in public or an officer might talk to you.
No.
I mean, seriously, you can't do anything anymore, and it's gone too far. It's gone way too far, and I'm not saying that we need to bring back the era where women on Monday mornings would be comparing their bruises because their husbands all got drunk over the weekend and let's see how bad he beat you. My mom did that with her first husband in the South. It was a thing back in the 70s. So I don't want to go back to that. Where we're at is way too far in this direction. Does that make sense?
Yeah, alcohol's a blight.
Alcohol is a blight, but it doesn't need to be banned. Is there
anything else?
Stupid fucking thread. I mean, Crowder's just a faggot, man.
Everyone in the thread saying he's a faggot. That's the gist of the thread. He's a faggot. I'm gonna move on to this. I'm just gonna really close this out really quickly with this. We'll contextualize Crowder hating women with Tim Pool also hating women's. I think it's funny that women in New York City are getting punched in the face by niggers. He didn't say the niggers part.
Yeah, but that's what's happening. White women in New York City are getting punched in the face by niggers, and niggers like Tim Pool are laughing about it. What would happen, Lou, if nigger women were getting punched in the face by white men in New York City?
The niggers would chimp out immediately.
The whole fucking city would be on fire, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the niggers would chimp out.
Niggers would chimp out. It'd probably be at least a Category 3 chimp out, if not a Category 4.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
So, why aren't white men chimping out?
If Tim Pool...
Why aren't white men protecting white women?
Yeah, yeah. Why aren't white men protecting white women? That's accurate, yes. And also, I know Tim Pool's controlled opposition, especially after that clip I did with him trying to sweet it away from Israel. Like, ooh, man, that was dirty. That was so dirty.
That was so dirty. He is so
that
controlled.
Was dirty.
He is so controlled. He is a kite.
So, yeah, so I read this, and I'm like, ooh, maybe I should change my wordage a bit to whores or something similar.
Yeah, maybe whores, and maybe instead of... Maybe you should start thinking about how would you protect women? Because women need to be protected from themselves.
I would start by pushing...
That's how it used to be. You used
traditional
to protect women
propaganda.
From themselves.
Traditional propaganda.
Traditional propaganda is a good start.
Be
but
really
somebody
good.
Needs to be saying something about this other than, ha ha.
It is, yeah. When Nick Fuentes is pushing so much woman hate, it is kind of rough.
If you divide men from women, that means you're leaving women to fend for themselves. And what are women going to do? They're going to whore themselves out to the highest bidder in hope of being protected from the world.
Okay, awesome. Want to join that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day.
Men will never be women. Women will never be men. Have fun surfing the slide, guys.
Have fun surfing the slide. Have a good day. Bye.
Niggerland.
What? Hey, nigger.
Let's go hang some niggers.
He doesn't acknowledge what a nigger he is.
Literally, as I said in the beginning, shoot the nigger.
I hate niggers, that is all.
By hating all the niggers.
It's actually going to give you a short trial before we hang your nigger ass.
It is called niggerhead.
I get a little of that lazy nigger. Where we just pick any nigger we liked and said, that's our boy.
I want to know why you think you can coach these niggers.
The old nigger in the yellow jersey. It's the niggers he doesn't like.
Niggers.
There's a nice retreat up there. I go the Niggerhead.
It's awesome that it's called Niggerhead.
You got to say it.
Nigger Hill Cemetery.
Nigger. And
I apologize. I know these are like difficult words to hear, but words like nigger and fag.
Nigger.
You niggers are why I lost my job.
He only shot a nigger. Run, nigger, run.
Nigger.
Nigger this or nigger that. Okay, so they're like, all right, you cover that Jerry Rice looking nigger.
Whatever, niggerhead.
Nigger. Nigger Lake.
He canceled his weekend at Niggerhead Ranch.
His ranch was called Niggerhead. Fucking Jews and niggers.
Nigger lover on it.
Which is better, nigger or cracker?
It was apparently called Niggerhead.
Oh, you're a nigger?
Doing fucking nothing and being a lazy nigger.
They were nigger lovers.
It don't give a nigger time to learn his lesson.
White crackers.
Yeah.
Does that mean that we can say black niggers?
There will never be a nigger in SAE.
Little niggers around town.
But now this nigger wants to get married to a white girl and I gotta do that cake for him?
I'm breathing. Okay. I think that he was a alcohol's a blight.
You know.
Yeah, that is. Do you want to say anything else, Bo, that I could probably edit in there?
I fucking hate Tim Pool, though.
Well, that's why we want to do the opposite stance of Tim. So if Tim's telling us that he likes women getting punched in the face, we got to take a step back for a minute.
You got to take a step back. Maybe I shouldn't be hating women so much because they want me to hate women.
Yeah, exactly.
They push a lot of fucking women hate on this board. You know it.
Yeah, they do. Okay.